"So what you gonna be?" Barry went ask me. "What you going be?" I went ask him back. "I gonna be Zorro. Gonna be sharp, man. My mother made me one cape, and I gonna get one black hat, and I gonna make one mask with two eye holes. I get one good stick for use for a sword. Gonna be sharp, man. Shh, shh, shh." Baron Mick does Z for Zorro with his hand. Then he went poke me with his finger. En garde! "So, what you going be?" "I don't know yet, I told you. I just was going to use my mask, the one we made in school." "Ah, sick that. Just like the pumpkin we had to make out of the paper bag. Sick." Halloween time, we always gotta do the same thing. We gotta bring one big paper bag and stuff them with newspaper and tie the top with string and paint them orange and the stem green and make one scary black face with hemorrhaging teeth. Oh, hard for carry that thing home. The paint off flake off the package and the flakes go on your clothes and your mother put them out in the living room for a little while, even after Halloween, pal. Why not be Hopalong Cassidy? Or maybe the Long Ranger. Hi-yo, Silver, away! I thought you was going to be Long Ranger. That would be sharp. Or what about the horse? Silver. Win it, Silver. Shut up. I don't like girls with one mustache. Zorro going to be good, though. Yeah. What Jacques Foulou going to be? Same. Every time he like be one football player, and Nana Nasubi said he like come with us. What? That Tilly? Nana Nasubi was kind of Tilly, so could make him scared kind of easy. He could play Jacques good, though, even better than the girls. Especially the one you got to do around the world and not can show teeth. And he was smart. Everybody wanted to copy his homework paper, so no good tease him too much. Bombay, he no let you copy. Barry said, before he come with us, he gotta go trick-or-treat at the haunted house. The green house? Yeah. Oh, man. If he like come with us, he gotta go there first. And if he make it, then he can come with us. Had this old green house on the way home from school. Weeds all around. Tall kind weeds. And nobody next door. Cause was one Hawaiian electric place with all the electric machinery. And one wire fence all around. And even had barbed wire on top. And on the other side of the haunted house was the dirt and gravel driveway. With the weeds so tall on the sides and in the middle. Only could walk where the tires went. And had toads all over in the grass. So even in the day, we only walked on the two dirt pots. Even after the rain, when it was muddy and had puddles, we walked only where the tires went. Cause once, we went walk a little bit in the tall grass. And the grass started moving. And you could see it move because something inside the tall grass went move. And it stopped. And it moved again. And we blast the place with rocks. And then all these toads started coming out of the grass. Hopping any kind way. Just like they was coming to get me. Oh, I went grab my school bag and make it. Barry said that his mother told him, no touch toad. Bombay, you can get warts and any kind uji stuff. You're going to start to get bumps on top of your skin. And then your eyes going pop out like that. Pulai, I think, yeah? Spooky walk over there. But me and Barry cut short by over there every time because had one water pipe for drink water. And no more old lady bother you about. Get away from the water hose! Who told you you could use my water? And you better close the pipe good now. The house was all green peeling paint and was all closed up. All the doors was closed, but some windows was broken and could see inside one room was only empty, all dusty and stink air. One time, Barry went take my coin purse you know, plastic kind. They look like one football. And when you squeeze them, look like one mouth opening. Nori never have any money that time. He was fussing around with them, you know, making like he was eating my hand, in my ear, my nose, like that. Then he went swing them around on that chain, and he was making go faster and faster, and went fly off his hand and go over the electrical fence. Shit, I couldn't have it, I told him. I couldn't get it, stupid. Now what are you going to do? Barry said, don't worry. I help you get them. I'm going to get one stick, and we can hook them and get them back. So we was trying to get the purse back from behind the fence, and we was doing pretty good. I could just get my hand between the fence and the post, and I was reaching with all my might. I couldn't even turn my head for see. My eyes were shut, so I could reach as far as can. Barry was telling me, go this way or that way. Hold it. Hold it. And then Barry never said nothing for a long time. And I finally went turn and opened my eyes and had one big buffo with his throat all puffed up right next to my face. Barry never said nothing. He was so scared of the toad. He just was looking at the toad, and the toad was looking at him, side eye, and was just like, he wanted to get up and run away, but he couldn't. I was scared too, but I wasn't as scared as Barry. I just went to, never mind the coin purse already. We go. I went tell Barry, every time I see one squashed toad on the road, that remind me of the Chinese herb man. I told him that inside his shop, get any kind dried up stuff. Real animals like that. Jux Fulu said that probably even get some mummy heads and all shriveled up small pucker heads with eyeballs and nose hairs and bolo heads and warts and wrinkles and tough skin still yet warm. Like one old wallet with some places worn smooth and some places all wrinkly. Barry never said too much about that time, and he just went look at me like, Uji. When I told him about the Chinese man, so I never say nothing after that. The electricity place had any kind signs. Warning, keep out. High voltage, keep away. Severe electrical shock hazard. And always had one low hum. One hum. I liked that place, even though it was a little bit spooky with all the signs like that. But all the wires and the round things with the fins looked like antennas to me. Just like Roy Rogers. I mean, Buck Rogers. And the spaceship and the alien guns. Once, I even saw one blue spark go peck from one green antenna to the other one. And for 1 second, was all quiet. Nothing. No more sound. Just a funny tick and tick of the metal. Just like was breathing the machinery. Then wind start up again. Spooky. The hum, the green machinery, the old green house, the green toads. So had me and Barry, he was going to be Zorro, and Jux Fulu, he was one football player. The helmet was so big that Jux Fu had to walk around with his head tilted back so that he could see. Otherwise, he got to hold onto the face mask with one hand and the football with the other hand, and then no more hand for hold his bag for the candy. Sometimes, he's so stupid sometimes. And Nana Nasubi had one plastic suit with one skeleton printed on top. His mother always buy him store-bought stuff. Barry would ask him, who are you? And Nana Nasubi would say, one skeleton. And Barry never catch. And went tell, you mean like red skeleton? He don't look like that. I had to laugh. Sometimes Barry smart. Sometimes he's stupid. Sometimes no can tell. Me, I was one shipwreck guy. Every year, I want bust up shipwreck guy. Mama don't know buy me nothing. She don't make me nothing. I gotta wear auto rag bag stuff. I even rip them up so come more ugly and wind some old white rags around my head for bandages. And then get the Mercura comb and make like get blood all on the bandages. Then I asked my brother use the matches and burn one old cork. Daddy had the corks all in one old cookie can. You burn them until the stuff come all black and you can paint your face with them. My brother can make them look just like you all bust up but still yet alive from one explosion. We was walking to the greenhouse already. Me and Barry, then Jock's Fulu a little bit behind because he was having hard time with his helmet and his football and his trick-or-treat bag. I told you, eh? And had Nana Nasubi more behind than that. So what? We gonna let Nana Nasubi come with us or what? Barry went out real loud so that Nana Nasubi could hear. He no can come with us if he gonna be one Tilly. I don't like no Tillies come with us. Tillies no can go the haunted house. I'm not. Nana Nasubi went out. We told Nana Nasubi that if he wanted to be on our gang, he had to go trick-or-treat at the haunted house with us. He had to go and say, trick-or-treat, and he couldn't just say, trick-or-treat, real fast, and then run away. He had to see him slow and wait until somebody came to the door, and no worry, we stay backing him up. But if one big toad went come to the door, he had to spit on him before he came back by us. We went walk all the way to the haunted house. Me and Barry and Jock's Fool. Nana Nasubi kept getting more and more behind. Could tell he was getting scared. Wasn't that scary. Wasn't dark or anything. We had to wait for him by the porch of the house. Okay, go trick or treat at the door. You gotta stay there by yourself now. And when somebody come to the door, then you call us, Barry told him. Barry went give us the signal. And we went make like we was backing him up. And Barry went crawl under the house, right under the porch. As soon as Nana Nasubi went knock, Jaxfu and me went hide in the tall grass. Nana Nasubi was getting kind of hard time even saying trick or treat. Tree. And every time he would knock on the door and say, trick-or-treat. Barry went bang one rock on the floor under the house and make in one spooky voice. What? What you like? Who you? Bang, bang, bang. And Nana Nasubi went turn around and he never see us and the floor was going bang, bang, bang. And we was hiding and laughing until I went think of the toads that must stay inside the grass. And the Chinese medicine man with the dried up animals and the dead toads on the street. And the grass started moving and the electrical place came quiet. No more hum, just like the blue spark time. So I went get up from my hiding place and Nana Nasubi went see me and started for come by us. And then we went hear Barry say, I will touch one toad. He came out from under the house, holding out his hand. I thought the toad was the rock. I'm gonna get all ugly. We wanted to go by him for see if he was gonna get all hairy or something. But just like, we never like go by him, just in case he touch us. We go some houses, I said, and just started walking. Had me and Nana Nasubi and Jock's Fu in front. And Barry was walking kind of behind us, crying a little bit, and every time saying, shit. We had to wait for him while he went back to his house and wash real good and change his Zorro costume, because he might have toad shit on top. What you mean, might have toad shit? You ever seen toad shit before? I told him. We just go already. You gotta be Zorro. Gotta go. Shh, shh, shh. Yeah, but must be toad shit, Barry went tell. So wait for me. Okay, okay. But I never seen no toad shit. We all wanted to be the first to hit one house and ring the doorbell and say, trick or treat! Cause you like the kind. Make the guys that open the door scared, eh? And if get good stuff and get plenty other guys at the door, you can get some candy, then go to the back of the bunch and wait and get some more. So when Nana Nasubi was first, he would get kind of excited and scared. When he come like that, he no can talk. Come stuck the words. He no can make them come out. Ah, shit. Us guys, we used to it already. We don't mind. That's how he talk. You can feel him get stuck in his throat. And just like the words, they stuck in our throat too. And we stay thinking, trick or treat. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. And everybody stay thinking him, but nobody stay saying him. And Nana Nasubi stay all embarrassed, and he just turn around to us. And all of a sudden, we all stay saying, trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat. And Nana Nasubi is saying them with us. Perfect. He just needed to, just like, warm up his voice, get him used to talking. Then it came out okay. After that, he could say them good. Trick or treat, trick or treat, every time. And after that, we've been called Barry, toad shit.